We are at the forefront of the information age, where data within an organization has become the most valuable commodity. As a result, the exponential growth of mechanisms by which information is collected has led to an explosion in the quantity of data stored. Without this data being well organized, accessible, and able to be retrieved as useful information, it can become a liability rather than an asset. Though not perfect, databases have become the predominant force in data storage and retrieval, and a key part of a business organization's infrastructure. Even if you haven't had direct exposure to a database, you can be assured it is playing a dominant part in your everyday life. Looking for insurance, banking, shopping, organizing a holiday, even getting a book out of the library, all these are underpinned by databases. The relational database is only one example of the many different types of databases available. So why would we choose this as our sole focus of study? For this, there are a number of reasons, but probably the biggest being its recognized status as the widest used database in the world by a considerable margin. It constitutes a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide, with America alone contributing $11 billion to the sector. This said, there are more practical reasons why you, as a student, would choose IDBMS as a paradigm of study. Its structure is easy to understand, define and work with. Its data is well protected and mistakes more recoverable. Its concepts are mature and there are many books and references available. There are also many vendors to choose from, each following well-established and supported standards. This means that transition between different relational databases is relatively easy. And finally, relational database management systems are mature and stable products. It is with all these advantages in mind that you will be able to discover this fundamental component of technology and business strategy.